Welcome to this week's episode of the Modern Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Cook. Today's episode is all about how to cope with change at work without stressing out. Because while that cocoon of your comfort zone is such a tempting place to stay, change is the new constant. While each person's experience of 2020 has been unique, I bet many of you have lived through some version of the following. One day you were in an office, shaking hands, having in-person meetings, and serving a known set of customer needs. And the next day, your home was your office, Zoom was your conference room, handshakes were lethal, and customer needs were being completely reinvented. Feel familiar? Prior to 2020, you could still get by as a great performer at work, even if you were a little resistant to change. But now, not so much. Change has become our everything. And if it's not something you naturally lean into, then the time has come to fix it. Stat. So if you're someone whose default has been, I don't want to learn this new system or process or way of engaging with customers, then get ready to be stretched. If you want your career to continue to soar, you're going to need to be able to roll with change. Resisting change is natural. If you find it hard to get comfortable with change, you're not alone. When my kids were babies, getting them to try new foods was an experience. After they spit spoon after spoon of strained peas or carrots back into my face, I talked to my pediatrician. I learned it would take 7 to 8 experiences with a new food before my baby would begin to like it or at least stop spitting it at me. This is due to the mere exposure effect. While we may like or appreciate some things out of the gate, like chocolate fudge sundaes, our natural inclination is often to resist anything that feels different. But more exposure equals more comfort. We're wired to prefer the familiar and comfortable. In our work lives, we're not always offered a grace period of 7 to 8 exposures to a new idea before we have to adopt it. So let's talk about actions you can take to open your mind and expand your comfort zone with change. First, scope the change. Sometimes a change is coming can sound like the sky is falling, but usually the blue abyss above stays put. So let's start by putting the change into perspective. Your new boss just told you that you'll be reporting into a new team, or you're switching to a new people management system, or you'll be managing a new product or account. Before you panic, check the sky. Is it still there? Yeah, you're okay. Start by asking yourself what's really changing and what's staying the same. You may have a new boss or new relationships to manage, but your day-to-day responsibilities aren't shifting. You may have a new system to learn, but the data it's tracking, the reporting it offers, how different will they really be? Your skills will carry over. So start by putting some boundaries around the change. This should help you take a deep breath. Now let's charge ahead. Next, find your bright spots. When my kids, the spitters of pureed peas and carrots, began remote schooling this year, the change was all kinds of unwelcome. They missed their friends. Their new homeroom teacher, that would be me, was highly unqualified. Everything felt messed up. But I asked them to spend a few minutes finding and focusing on the bright spots, because every change has bits of sparkle. They came up with extra sleep. Don't we all need it? Jammies all day, and breakfast and lunch in bed, because yes, we have let go of the reins a bit here at my house. Maybe for you, it's the opportunity to add fluency in a new system to your resume, or to build your reputation with a new leader, team, or customer base. What's something you can get excited about? Big or small, focusing on bright spots helps you open your mind, readying it for the change ahead. Next, acknowledge the pains and challenges of the change. Do focus on the upside, but not at the expense of acknowledging and preparing for the challenges. Don't put your head in the sand. We resist change for a reason. There will be growing pains. Transitioning to a new system does provide you with new opportunities, but there will also be a learning curve. It will take time, focus, and effort. You'll be pushed out of your comfort zone. If this triggers mild concern or anxiety, don't push that down. Give it space. Address it. Part of gaining comfort with change is giving yourself a chance to master it. The only way to master change is to resolve and repair pain points. We can't resolve what we can't see. So give yourself the space to list out every single thing, big or small, that scares or challenges you. What might live on your list? Maybe it's finding time to learn a new system, or having to build new relationships virtually, or feeling like a novice after years of feeling like an expert. Next, identify actions within your locus of control. Part of what makes change feel scary is the sense of losing control. According to the Harvard Business Review, many employees have had to abruptly accept fundamental changes to their work routines. And these changes have been stressful because they've stripped people of their autonomy, which is detrimental for employee performance and well-being. In other words, it's normal to crave a sense of autonomy, of control. So here's where you focus on what you can control and make it happen. Look at your sources of anxiety or discomfort. Identify tangible actions you can take to close the gap or minimize the pain of the change. When I left the world of full-time employment to start my own business, I was terrified of managing that change, even though I'd been the one to initiate it. But as a taker of my own medicine, I followed this very process. And when I arrived at this step, I identified a series of actions in my control. Here's a sampling of what I came up with. Invite every small business owner I know to coffee and pick their brain. Read one book per month on a relevant topic, consulting, marketing, pricing, etc. Hire a coach to help me learn to build. Hire a lawyer to ensure I don't step off a cliff. You get the idea. I was stepping into the unknown, but by identifying a series of actions designed to get me incrementally closer to known, I was reestablishing a sense of autonomy and control. Maybe you have to learn a new system and you're afraid it will be complicated. What steps can you take to close the gap? What can you control? And finally, commit positive change experiences to memory. I reflect on the days of smushed peas and carrots. Mostly it was gross, but once in a blue moon, a baby would accidentally swallow a mouthful, and I was nothing but jazz hands. Turns out my enthusiasm was accidental genius, because now Baby associated mush with entertaining mommy gymnastics. For her, it became fun, and over time, she downed more mush. And really, that's kind of your goal here. When you have your first positive experience with that new system, even if it was an accident, make a note of it. When your first client lights up at the description of that new product feature, capture that. These winning moments add up over time, and suddenly one day you realize, hey, these smashed peas and carrots are kind of delish. Who knew? And there you have it. My thoughts on how to navigate change while keeping your cool. Have a question I can answer? Check out my bio for all the ways you can reach me. You can also visit my website at leadabovenoise.com or follow me on the Modern Mentor podcast page on LinkedIn, where I share exclusive videos, articles, and bits of inspiration. Join me next week for an episode about how to show up confidently without stumbling into arrogance. Until then, thank you so much for listening and have a successful week.